Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
How did NC State beat Carolina Saturday? Here's how. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. 10 minutes into the Wolfpack's visit to the Smith Center, I turned to a friend sitting next to me and said, OMG, State is better than we are. Man for man, despite the publicity UNC basketball gets due to its legendary status, State was better. Playing four guards around highly underrated Turkish center Omar Yurtseven, the Pack perimeter players all can dribble drive, beat their collapsing defenders, and find the open man on the perimeter. Saturday, at least, they hit the three-point shots, making 15 of 29, not counting a heave at halftime. By contrast, the Tar Heels play for someone who wants to throw the ball inside as much as any coach in the country. Trouble is, Roy Williams' current freshman big men are a little threat to score the ball and don't have to be double-teamed. Remember, he lost his top three postmen, Meeks, Hicks, and Bradley, all of whom are playing pro basketball somewhere. With no inside game, the defense can cheat up on Carolina's perimeter, which doesn't have great penetrators who can draw defenders. The best, Theo Pinson, went one-on-one to get most of his career-high 22 points. The Tar Heels shot 19 threes and made only four, outscored by 33 on the long ball. They also missed 9 free throws, way too many for them, while State got 4 more second-chance points. And Yurtseven had a double-double with 16 and 13 compared to 9 and 0 for our bigs. In short, it was amazing Carolina got the game into overtime on Cam Johnson's 2 clutch free throws. But then the home team had the late misses and mistakes, when with the Smith Center roaring, that usually happens to the rattled visitors. Granted, the Wolfpack won't make half of its 33-pointers in the rematch in Raleigh. Normal Alaric Freeman can all 7 of his attempts from the arc. If the outside shooting is reversed, the outcome could be different next time. But right now, the teams are tied at 5-4 in ACC play, and State is better. With Duke and its 5 first-round NBA draft choices losing to second-ranked Virginia, which has no draft picks, it marked the first time since 1973 that both Blue Bloods lost on the home court the same day. 45 years ago, David Thompson and the number 2 undefeated Pack won at Duke by 24 points, while number 4 UNC lost at home to unranked Miami of Ohio, an equally weird happening. This is Archansky. See ya.